the HCA. Hee-haw, hee-haw, hooray! Welcome to the Hee-haw Radio Hour. You are listening and learning about women in the war and the atomic bomb and how they are impacting the war. Here is Peggy with the latest news.
Thank you, Dolly. Hello, everyone. As you know, President Roosevelt has died due to a stroke and has not been able to see the end of the war. He has left Vice President Truman to govern our country. A couple of weeks ago, Truman was handed a note that said, "Within 4 months, we shall, in all probability, have completed the most terrible weapon ever known in human history." Truman had no idea what this note was about. You see, President Roosevelt had a project started called the Manhattan Project. This project included a team of scientists headed by Albert Einstein to create a weapon that would cause mass destruction. This weapon is most commonly referred to as the atomic bomb.
Dun, dun, dun!
This note was the first time Truman had heard anything about the Manhattan Project. Roosevelt kept this such a secret that he didn't even tell his vice president. Truman decided that instead of risking millions of American lives, he would drop a bomb on a city instead. He first sent the Emperor of Japan a warning, just to be fair. The bomb was dropped in Hiroshima, Japan. The radiation that hangs in the air has caused severe burns.
Wait, I'm getting something. No way! No way! Hamburgers for dinner? Thanks, Mom! Breaking news, people! Another bomb has just been dropped in Nagasaki. It has caused the same devastation that the first one has caused. This is all we know right now, but when we know more, so will you. That's all for now, but don't go away because we'll be right back with how women have helped the war right after this commercial.
H to the E to the H to the A. Hee-haw, hee-haw, hooray.
Don't go away.
Calling all women. Trade your dress in for work gloves and pants. Come to Grove Mill to work. Help the Americans fighting for you at war by making their supplies. We can only do it with your help. Jobs available in our 4 locations.
Grove Mill is not responsible for any deaths in my current factory. We're not responsible for deaths or injuries. Some women have people to work. Space is limited, pay is low.
A to the E to the H to the A. Hee-haw, hee-haw, hooray! We're back!
Hello, I'm here today in the factory responsible for delivering the 2 bombs in Japan. For months, they were working hard to make a plane that would be able to transport the 2 bombs successfully to Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I am interviewing one of the builders of the plane, and she happens to be one out of few women that helped make a difference for this ongoing war. Welcome, Gertrude.
Hello!
So, I realize that you are one of the women who helped make this plane that dropped the atomic bombs in Japan.
Yes, I did contribute to somehow to manufacture this plane. It was hard work, and we all went through a lot, but we finished successfully.
I know that you also had to work with some men. How did they treat you when you were working in this factory?
Well, they definitely did not believe that we were strong enough to help build the plane, and they kept on informing us that we were not acting like women should be, since we were actually working and wearing pants. But we kept on telling them that even though we are women, it doesn't mean we can't work hard.
Do the men treat you any differently now?
Well, they are more respectful towards us, and I know they are surprised that we helped so much to make the plane.
How much more are the men paid than the women?
They are paid 60% more than us, which is definitely not fair. We work just as much as they do, and yet we do not get paid the same or get the same rights.
How did the building the plane affect your life?
Like I said before, the men are now starting to respect us more and understand that we can do as much as they can.
Out of all the other ways you could help in this war, why did you choose to build planes in the factory?
I decided to build planes because I felt that this job would really show that women can do more than make the meals or clean the house. And also, I really wanted to show men that they are not the only people who can go out and make money for their family.
What other sacrifices did you have to make when you were helping out?
I had to trust my oldest daughter to take care of the rest of my kids, since I'm not home until late at night. Plus, my husband is out fighting in the Pacific.
Did you have any special training in order to do this job?
Yes, I had to learn how to use all the machines in the factory.
From interviewing you, I learned that you were helping during this time to show men that women should have the same rights as them.